Hello.
Thank you for joining me while I'm making dinner tonight. I very rarely get company when I cook, mostly only holidays when there's a few different chefs in the kitchen, but not today. I get company today. So I'm making a green bean and butternut squash curry. I don't have a recipe. Just gonna roast the butternut squash, saute the green beans with garlic and ginger, and then add it to a pot with coconut milk, curry paste, some tomatoes, some spices, ooh, maybe some onions. And then I'm gonna serve it over rice. So I'm gonna get started with the butternut squash. The oven. Now I get to peel this bad boy. I think it's called like a Y peeler.
A Y vegetable peeler.
It's just easier for me than those standard single plane ones. This, you like hold it on the Y plane and then the actual blade's like on the X plane. So the green beans I'm using for this are actually a little old, so I don't know how many are actually going to be in them. We'll have to see once I take care of this butternut squash if there are going to be enough, but I hope so. Absolutely love having company when I cook. Makes it feel a little less like a chore. And you know who you're actually cooking for, which is always good. It's a bit more rewarding. Got it all peeled. Now I'm going to start cutting it. I'm only going to use the straight portion, not the bulgy portion. I think I'm going to save the bulgy portion for a sauce, maybe for tomorrow. I have a bit of some macaroni pasta, and then maybe I'll make it into some sort of butternut squash pasta, but I'm only going to use a bit of butternut squash for the curry today. I'm just going to cut it into little cubes. And be very careful not to cut off my hand. I've never done that, so I hear it only happens once, or twice maybe, if you're ambidextrous. Really in the mood for something kind of warm and comforting, like curry. It's kind of cold, and we've been having real just dumb weather recently. Thought winter was over. Turns out it's not. If anybody was wondering, it's not over yet. It'll end eventually, or maybe it won't. It probably won't, let's be real. This is now our life. Winter will never end. It's just like Game of Thrones. Westeros, just like Westeros. Just fucking never-ending winter. Can dig me out of the snow later. Lay here and die. I tend to cook curry a lot without a recipe because it's It's like just tossing together veggies over rice with a coconutty sauce. And I always have cans of coconut in the pantry. And I have just two different curry pastes in the fridge. I have red and green. It's probably not like the most authentic thing to use store-bought curry paste, but hey, I don't care, really. I'm not about authenticity here. I'm just about it tasting good. So, all my butternut squash pieces are diced up. And I'm just going to toss them in a little olive oil so when they roast, maybe the edges will get a little crispy. I'm not going to season it yet at this point because whenever I do that, I put any like salt or seasoning on my veggies and then roast it. My oven burns it, which it never happened before this oven. And we got like a ignition something replaced in this oven, and then it started happening. So I think it's just, it gets too hot, too fast or something. And it just makes all the smoke alarms go off, and it's just not something I'm really into, so I'm just going to salt it afterwards. I use parchment paper whenever I'm doing anything in the oven because I hate cleaning sheets. Definitely extraordinarily wasteful. I shouldn't do that, but I do. Alright. Butternut squash is ready for the oven. Now I'm going to get the onion cut so I can start sauteing that. I've got an onion that's like half deteriorated, so I can use that one, which is great. Been frying it for a while. Just have to take off another little tiny bit of the shell. That's also deteriorated. That's okay. Now I'm just gonna dice the onion. So, do you do your own cooking, or does somebody do it for you? And if they do it for you, do you spend time in the kitchen with them? Tell you, those of us who cook for people, we really appreciate it when you guys come to the kitchen and spend time with us. It's kind of nice. Talk to us about our day. Maybe you can pick up some tips and cook for us sometime. You can't do it if you don't know how to do it. And you can't learn by sitting in the living room. Alright, that onion's all diced up. I'm gonna heat up some olive oil now. Yes, I use olive oil to like saute. I know it's the wrong smoke point. Whatever. Kind of a little laissez faire, but is it laissez faire? What does laissez-faire mean? It's like a type of law, right? I don't even know how to spell it. Google, help me out. Oh, I did it. Okay. Oh, okay. Policy or attitude of letting things take their own course without interfering. Okay, yep. Cooking with olive oil is definitely not laissez-faire. I guess laissez-faire would be sticking a whole onion on top of the stove and not turning it on and expecting something to happen. I'm not into that. That's idiotic. Alright, so I have my onion and my burnt squash. Now I'm going to go ahead and get my rice cooking. Brown rice, just because normally I put something on top of it and I can't really tell the difference, really, when there's some tasty curry on top of brown rice rather than white rice. And it's a little extra fiber and protein. In the pot. So now I'm going to check out those green beans, and we're all going to really hope that at least some of them will be usable. First, I have to start with some onions. Green beans are rinsed off, onions making some noises, cool it onions. You know, these green beans actually do not look that bad, so I think we're in luck here. I'm just going to chop them up roughly. Little kind of bite-sized portions. So if you do bark, you guys like making, you guys have like a favorite dish that you always do something like, kind of like for me it's curry. It's always coconut curry. I always kind of change up what vegetables are in it. Generally always serve it over rice, but do you have anything like that? Can you like a pasta? Maybe you make omelets a lot. I don't know. I never even really liked omelets, even when I ate eggs. I don't want to totally tear down somebody's favorite food. Sorry if you like omelets. I just never had the right omelet, maybe. I never will. squash is a lot of green beans. I might have too many. It's just going to be green bean curry. It's okay. Just nothing but green beans, man. I'm only cooking for two people, too, this night. Oh, wow. Are they leftovers? I went to go see A Quiet Place a bit ago. It was so good. You should totally go see it if you like horror. There are people that are saying it's not really a horror, but I disagree. I have a different idea of horror, I think, than most people. Maybe not, though. I think horror is anything that makes you feel like an absolute horrified feeling, like disgust, fear, just like shock, horror sort of thing. And I think we were recently getting into a really cool area with horror movies where they're just like doing some really fucking interesting things. Like Get Out a year or so ago, that's a horror movie for sure. It's amazing. And then Mother, I don't know. I know a lot of people didn't like that. I loved it. It made me feel just so many... Ooh, it was so strong. It was it was a lot of feelings. It was very horrifying. Anxiety, just... It's tight, tight anxiety circles. Just the... I really like that movie. It made me feel lots. So I consider all three of those horror, and A Quiet Place is no different. It made me feel horrified, just absolute horror of the situation that this family finds themselves in. I was really excited for this movie, too, because it's not based on a book, but there's a book with a very similar premise that I read a few years... No, not a few years back, like maybe...
A couple or a year back?
That book is called Bird Box. And the premise of it is there's this... It's basically like the same premise of A Quiet Place, where there's these creatures or monsters or something, and it's, they're killing everybody. But in A Quiet Place, they kill you when they hear you. And in Bird Box, they make you go crazy when you see them. So it's kind of going around life without one of your senses or without one of your skills, I guess, in A Quiet Place, or senses, if you're talking about hearing. And they both tackle what it would be like to try and raise a family in that sort of environment, and the different lengths that parents will go to in order to provide a better life for their children and try and keep their children safe. So they're really both two medias, two horror medias that are focused primarily on what it means to raise a family in a really tough area. Really good movie. I was on the edge of my seat. I was literally gripping the edge of my seat. It was intense. Alright, that's all the green beans.
So I'm grabbing the garlic and the ginger curry paste. What's the kind of curry paste? Maybe I don't have any. Okay.
it looks like I only have green curry.
So I guess that's going to have to do. Yeah, it's going to be green curry, not red curry.
That'll be fine. Might be a little weird with the butternut squash, but whatever.
I'm going to put the garlic and the ginger in the pan to saute with the onions. Ginger is just thwarting me. There we go. Come on. Oof. All right, now I'm gonna pop these green beans in there too. I'm gonna leave out the celery. I think that's just gonna be too much with the green beans. How many there are. So grab some coconut aminos and sriracha, which I love to put in my green curry. And I'm gonna grab a can of coconut milk. You can also put garbanzo beans in this. Should I? I don't think so. No. It's just gonna be a veggie curry. No need for garbanzo beans. I guess I should probably flip the butternut. See how that's cooking. Maybe turn up the oven if it needs to. Looking good. Maybe could use a little extra heat. I'm only gonna turn it up to 375. Because otherwise I have to turn on the kitchen fan, because it will, again, this oven, very temperamental. This butternut in tin foil tomorrow. I think I'm gonna do that pasta dish. I
did pasta last night with a coconut tomato sauce. And I think if I puree the leftovers of that with this roast butternut squash, it could be even a little creamier. Maybe I'll bake it with like breadcrumbs on top. Serve it with fried tofu. Sounds tasty. Sounds very tasty. But into the fridge this guy goes. That's really pretty much it. I'm just gonna saute these green beans and onions for a little longer. And then I'm going to pop a few tablespoons of green curry sauce. Top it off with, not green curry sauce, green curry paste. Top it off with some coconut milk. And maybe boil for a little bit. Toss in the butternut. Stir in some coconut aminos and sriracha, and then serve it over the rice, and that is it. It's really easy, not fancy. Took absolutely 20 minutes, maybe. But yeah, that's, thanks for being here cooking with me.